Okay, as we approach Parshas Kedoshim, there are a lot of mitzvahs in the Parsha. As anyone who's reviewed the Parsha should know, that every single pasuk is a different mitzvah. There's a lot of discussion between the connections between the different psukim, but there are two mitzvahs in each Parsha that touch on the sugya we want to discuss right now, and that is the common conception or misconception that there's an idea of gezel shena, you can steal a person's sleep. Two of the mitzvahs we'll touch upon in the next few minutes is Ve'ahavta Re'echa Kamocha, which is in this week's Parsha, and again, Lo Tignovu, which is stealing, which is in this Parsha as well. Not to be confused with the Ten Commandments, which says Lo Tignov, but that is talking about kidnapping, not stealing. That's for another time. So, let's begin. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 issues raised with waking someone up. It is certainly wrong, according to everyone, to wake up another person who's sleeping without great reason. We're talking about being insensitive to someone who's sleeping, being loud, a roommate. We're going to be in seminary next year, and you have to be sensitive to your roommates, all those issues. There are between 4 or 5 explanations of what is wrong. We're going to discuss at the end this idea of gezel. Is that a correct explanation, understanding for what is going on here? And let's begin with number one. The first is the concept of onas dvarim. The Torah tells us that you should not afflict another Jew. With your words, you shouldn't cause pain to another Jew. This is different from the Hatzorah HaKamocha. It's different from any other Yisurim. Just the idea of causing pain to another Jew is problematic. So we have a number of svarim that discuss this. The first is the Karen LeDavid, Rav David Greenwald, who's a Rav in Hungary. So he was asked about waking up somebody who's going to miss the time for Shema. The person looks at their watch and sees the time to say Shema is coming fast approaching, and they are afraid that their friend is going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. So what do we say? Is it proper to wake him up so he can fill the mitzvah, or to let him sleep, because that would be mean to wake him up? What do we think?
Wake him up.
So he says, practically, at the end of the day, you should wake up the person. But in discussing what the question is, he makes the following statement in the Karen LeDavid or Achaim Simin Yilches. Pshita, it's obvious. The asur v'ha isra lahonos adam afil bedvarim. It is asur to hurt, to cause pain to another person with words. So when you wake up a person and say, hey, Shmuley, wake up, so then that speech would have caused him to hurt. Now obviously, even if you sound an alarm, that would also be the same isur. That's also going to be problematic. But the idea of causing pain. Yeah.
Well, let's say it's a girl.
So?
And it's like or like something where like they don't really need.
So then you need to know the person and understand, is this something that they're going to be upset about? They regularly daven this thing, they regularly perform this mitzvah, and you need to make that decision on the fly. We are familiar with the famous Gemara in Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed of Dama ben Nesina, the non-Jew who was offered they wanted to buy the stone for the ephod, the apron of the Kohen Gadol, from him, and he didn't go and wake up his father because of Kibud Av V'Aim. So there's a big discussion there in the Gemara. Is that the right thing to do? Do we pass him based on this action? We're praising him as something that's very special, but is that necessarily how we practice? If your father knew that he's going to miss out on a $1 million deal because you didn't wake him up, so you need to know, like, is that the right thing? So you need to know the person and decide when to wake them up and when not to wake them up. Yeah?
So what the kind of saying that you're allowed to wake them up to perform a mitzvah, you have to do it in like a nice way?
No, meaning waking up a person for no reason would be onas dvarim, would be causing them pain, and that would be asur. In line of this, we have a number of poskim who follow this as well, the Piskei Choshen. Rav Yaakov Bloy was a great dayan in Yerushalayim who passed away a couple of years ago. He wrote a very important book on the laws of Choshen Mishpat. So he writes in his Piskei Choshen in Hilchos Geneva Perek Tesvav, V'nire Pashut, it's obvious, Shemikevan Shitzar Gadol Harei, Ze Bechlal Lo Sonu. This is hurting a person. He quotes the Karen LeDavid. It's Pashut to him. It's so clear that it's usher to wake up a person who's sleeping. The Imre Yaakov, which is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch Harav of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he says as well, La'ir chaveru mishneyasa, to wake up a person who's sleeping, vaday have a iser gamor, usher to wake up someone who's sleeping, to lo shna mitzar, to onas dvarim, to torah, just like onas dvarim. Okay, Then finally, in this sugya, the Avnei Yashpa is Yisrael Pesach fine handler, who was a Rav in Yerushalayim as well, a couple years ago. And so he writes in his fifth volume, the Siman Lamed Gimel, listen to this. Nira Hamakar Midin, how do I know that it's us to wake somebody else up? The Torah says, Ko Almana V'yasam Lo Se'onein. Any orphan or widow you shall not afflict. V'hu Kolel Ko Adam, Rashi there says, that includes everyone. You shouldn't hurt people. You shouldn't upset people for no reason. And the story of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael, Shiyatsu Larog, Lahasar Hakikat and Isser. There's a story that discusses this as well. And he cites the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, who all say that we have to be careful not to hurt other people. So, Isser number one of why it's a problem to wake someone else who's sleeping and to be sensitive to other people's sleep is Onas Dvarim. To afflict someone, fine. Done. Everyone agrees to that on the sign. Next, this week's Parsha. V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoch. Right? Rashi there quotes the famous Medrash Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. What does it mean, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah? Does it mean it's the most important miss in the Torah?
Everything else comes from
it. It means, correct, it's an all-encompassing principle where many, many mitzvot touch on it. If you look at most of the mitzvot in the Torah, in some fashion they will connect to v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoch. So what does he say? So what do we say about this? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, there's a number of Sfarim that like to quote things named Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Some of them are perhaps more reliable than others. Let's just quote from one. So this is from the Sefer Derech Sicha, which is a Sefer on the Parsha, where Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked questions around the Shabbos table based on the Parsha, and someone wrote them down after Shabbos. Obviously not on Shabbos, that would be a problem. But after Shabbos, they wrote them down, and they're just interesting ideas and discussions on the Parsha. So he writes here on page Shin Samach Zion, She'ela, I have a question. Bachor hay b'cheder shiurim me'ashira, lo shamu alei v'na'alu ha'cheder. And he wasn't paying attention. He was in yeshiva, and he closed the door. Okay. Kishis galah inyan hubra shehabacher sheitz lamunach mafteach yashan shenas tzaraim ad lizman tchilas haseder. And the key in order to open up the door that was locked to get into the room is under the room where the guy is sleeping. So in tzarich lahakitza oshama yish b'zem yishum gezel shenas shenim mehashava. So perhaps they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, can you wake somebody else up to get something that you need personally for yourself, right? I need to get into this place. It's not for his benefit. I need to get something, and I can't get what I need unless I wake up this person. You can understand the case, right? Somebody has a piece of information, something that you need or would like to have, but to get that thing that you want, you have to wake them up. So tshuva, the answer is, inyan gezel shenu hu chiddush mibeis midrashim shel bal hamasar. He says the idea of gezel shena, of stealing someone's sleep, is not exactly stealing. We'll explain why in a moment, why it's not, can't be gezel. He says that's a chiddush of the Bali HaMusar, the Rav Yisrael Salanter, and the students of Yisrael Salanter. And he says, who rak inyan shel chesed, v'shel v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. To not wake somebody up is the fulfillment of v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, to love another Jew. I think we can all agree that no one wants to be woken up when they're having a gishma nap. Okay, we can all agree to that, and therefore you would not want to do that to somebody else as well.
You
should
answer the question.
Why?
Because it doesn't say if you're able to.
He says you can't. He says it's a lack of hashemokah.
But he doesn't say it's actually gezel.
It's not gezel shena. He says that's a misnomer. We'll explain why later on why it's incorrect to call it gezel shena. But what it is v'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha, to love another Jew. Okay. The Pisei Choshen, Rav Bloy, that we quoted before, he writes, V'gam Ogir Mishum Ve'ahavta L'reyacha Kamocha. Now we have a story here, or not a story, but Maisa Shehaya, so to speak, the Yalpi Yosef, which is the famous collection of the Torah of Ravaji Yosef, written by his son. So he writes in Hilchos Sukkah, Ravaji Yosef said, V'yesh Lizoy, one should be careful, Shalo Levinos HaSukkah Behezek Hazulas. Don't build your sukkah on somebody else's expense. What do you think we're talking about? You're going to make a lot of noise, right? What's going to happen? You're going to shav u'kareshalada. You're going to build your sukkah late at night. Sheish b'zeh gezel shena. The mitzvah havava aveira. This is going to, you're going to, I'm so holy. I'm such a special Jew. I'm working late into the night to build my sukkah. Hammer it away. banging on the nails, putting up the wood, talking back and forth. Now, what about your neighbor who's trying to sleep? What about that? Doesn't that matter? Says Rav Yosef. Va'afin ein shayach iser gezel mamish, meaning gezel shena. And says Rav Yosef, fine. Maybe it's not gezel, they're not stealing something. Mikamakom yesh bezeh isur macherem. Kamo v'ahavta l'reach ha'kamochas. It says in this week's parsha. And also the famous Gemara in Shabbos with Hillel, the convert who wanted to convert to Judaism while standing on one foot. And what did Hillel say? That which is hateful to you, do not do unto others. We discussed, you're going to say you're saying slichos at night and you're blowing the shofar when you're saying slichos. So isn't that, what if it's going to wake other people up at night? He says, there's a lot to discuss about that. Yeah.
So people that are saying that they're saying that exclusively, or they're saying they're also because they're going off the road?
No, they're not mentioning Osvarim. They might or may not agree with that. But they think it's more of an issue of Hatzareth HaKamokam. Okay, good. That is reason number two. So we have so far, Onas Dvarim, hurting another Jew, and not loving another Jew. We have to Hatzareth HaKamokam. Three, this is an interesting one. Tsar Balei Chayim. Tsar Balei Chayim. That's for animals. So the Keril of David, who we quoted before, so he points out something very important. We know there's a mitzvah in the Torah of prika and teina, that if you see an animal that is being burdened by its what it's carrying, so there's a mitzvah to go and unload the animal so it's not in pain, and to then fix it so the animal can continue in a way that's not uncomfortable for the animal. What's the reason for that? Sar Bali Chayim. You can't, if you see an animal that's being hurt, you have to help the animal. And we have compassion. Obviously, we use animals for our benefit. That's what Noah was told when he got off the table. You have to, we're in control of the world. We're allowed to eat meat, and we have to use animals for plowing, or not anymore, we have machines, but for plowing, or anything that's useful for you. You're allowed to use animals, but you can't mistreat them for no reason. There has to be some sort of purpose. So if your animal is walking along and it's in pain, so you need to help it. You need to help that person out. Says the Rashba, there's a mitzvah of prika and teina by a human being as well. If you see your friend who's having trouble carrying his package or can't get somewhere because it's too heavy, so the Rashba says there's a mitzvah as well. Says the Rashba, we're chayim as well. We're animals, so to speak. We have feelings. If I'm going to help out a cow that needs help, so kal v'chomer, you'll help out a human being who also is in pain and needs help. That's tsar balei chayim. So says the Keril of David, or just by the way, as a side point, revive your safe rights in the shuv and the yichad adas, that if you see someone by the side of the road who needs help with their car, so then there's a mitzvah of prikutina as well, because that's their burden, that's their wagon. And you have to go and stop and help them, if you can. If you don't know how to change a tire, so then there's nothing else to do. But if you have the ability to help them, so then there's a mitzvah to go and stop them. Same thing, tsar balei chayim, human beings have feelings also. Okay? You can all agree to that. So, therefore, says the Keril of David, when it comes to human beings, tsar balei chayim, cause another human being pain when they're sleeping, says the Imre Yaakov as well, the Yishomer, Dehavi B'chal, Tzar Balei Chayim, that this is a problem to wake up another Jew. So three again, causing pain with words, Ahamtu Kamocha, and then Tzar Balei Chayim, to cause pain to another being. Let's get now to this idea of Gezel. Where does this come from? Where is this idea, this discussion, referring to something as Gezel? So we're going to divide into two. It's either Gezel, stealing something, or Hezek. Hezek just means damaging. Causing damage to another person. So let's begin. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra. Yeah.
I have a question. The difference between Sarah and Chaim and Onas Dvarim is that one is causing the other one already.
No, not necessarily. It's Sarah Balei Chaim to go to a horse and punch it in the face. Meaning that's also Sarah Balei Chaim.
If you see someone in pain and then you want to relieve that pain.
Yeah. So that's also Sarah Balei Chaim. Yeah, correct. That is the practical difference. Correct. Onas Dvarim would just be hurting someone. Tzar Balei Chayim is also to help someone who is in pain. Correct. Okay. So the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Chaf says the following thing. If someone sets up a store in a chatzer, in like an enclosed area, in a small area, there's a lot of residential people around, they set up a store. Let's say you live in an apartment building, and someone sets up a store inside the apartment building. And people are coming in and out, back and forth. And there's noise, and they're making, and it's late at night, and they're working, and it's noisy, and you can't go to sleep. So the Gemara says, you can stop that person. If someone opens up a store in a residential area, in a closed area, and it's disturbing your sleep, you're allowed to stop them. Then the Gemara goes on to say, and this is how the Rambam explains this as well, that if it's already has a chazaka, meaning, let's say the store's been running in the apartment building for, you know, half a year now, and you didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden you come along and say, you know, I don't like it. So then that's questionable, because where were you doing the first 6 months? So if they already have a chazaka that they've been established to working, so then you're not allowed to stop them. But what's the point of the Gemara? These things are problematic because it's ruining your sleep. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say what's the problem with that, but it says it's ruining your sleep. So we need the Me'iri. The Me'iri, one of the later Rishonim, we did not actually have the manuscript of the Me'iri until much later in time. There was a controversy over the Me'iri because it technically wasn't part of the Masorah, so to speak, because we didn't have it and it wasn't studied by hundreds of years of Gedolei Torah, and therefore there was a question of, should we rely on it? But nowadays, the Me'iri has become an accepted part of Torah Shebaal Peh. Let's look what the Me'iri says. Very, very sharp comments. He says, Amar HaMe'iri, Chanus Shebechatzur Yachol Hu Bimchos. Kolomar, Echad Mibnei HaChatzur Sherasal Asos Mibeso Chanus Bimchos Chelav. A guy wants to use some house or store nearby to sell his stuff, or stuff, or shem yichol, or shenim, or echad mehem la'kei be'lav. You're allowed to stop him. Velomar ein anu yicholim lishon mikol hanechnasim yotzim. All the traffic, your store is doing very, very well. It's very popular. You're selling headbands, whatever it is, it's getting everyone very excited. And you're coming in and out, and it's keeping us up at night. Okay? So, habayim likach shepamim yesh lahem tarumas ze'al zeh v'tzavachim. Aval osa hu kli umnasa l'shem yotzeh. And he explains there might be exceptions to the rule. But go to the last line, which I bolded for you. What does he say? This is a problem because Hezek Shena. So the Me'iri writing 700 years ago, the Me'iri says Hezek Shena. Before any discussion about Gezel, he says it's damaging a person's sleep. Shena is your property. Your sleep is the thing that you own right now. And what's the person doing? He's breaking it. It's like taking a vase and destroying it. I have the vase and now I don't. I have the sleep and now I don't. Yeah.
Would there be like an
optimino
of Hezek Shena versus
Gezel Shena? We want to argue in a moment is that it's impossible to say there is such a thing as a Gezel Shena. Because when you steal something, it means you have to be able to return it. When you steal a person's sleep, this is not to get like emotional, but you can never give it back. If I steal your sleep, so then I can never repay it, it's gone forever. And we're going to see in a moment when we get to Zalman Lefemi Goldberg, he'll explain this a little bit better. Yeah.
Also, it's not you don't acquire their sleep.
That's true as well. Right. You can't take it into your possession. So, another reason, 100%. Says Rav Menashe Klein, the Rav Longavar, in the Mishnah Halachos in two places. In volume 12, Simon Tafmem Gimel, and then again in Tafmem Beis, Tafmem Dalet, and again in volume 14 in Kupsadi Test. He says the following thing. B'davar shishal mashal morgan v'pia olam gezel shena yesh lezem makar. They asked him, is there a source of what people call gezel shena? So he goes back and forth and he says, m'stamu l'sar mishu l'akitzo haver le'defal gozel mimenu de'ikr inyan shal gezel hu mishum dimitztayr. So he has a chiddush. He says, gezel is usur. Why? Because it causes a person pain. And therefore, since anything that causes a person pain, says Rav Menashe Klein, is called Geza. It's a big chiddush. It's a very novel idea. Then he says, Mashal Kasuv de Geza lo shayach elav b'nikitas chepes. And now which I said, or you said, that Geza only applies to taking an object, right? You have to hold the object in your hand. So he says, lo shayach elav b'nikitas chepes. Vade ze eino. It's not true because there's a tosefta, tochol hani b'chal Geza, because there's a things that a tosefta refers to as gezel, and it says that causing a person's pain and lists things that you can't hold on to there, things that are emotional. And the tosefta calls it gezel, afapisha and ochis shim dagger yodim, you can never grab that item. So, Rav Menashe Klein is a kiddush, that when you cause a person's pain, we can label it stealing, because the stealing is causing a person's pain, the two go hand in hand, And therefore he says that's why it's called Gezel Shena. He's not the only person. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein and Alein L'Shabach and Sefer Bereishis on page Kuf Gimel says, Yesh Isser L'Gzol Mehashena Shal Acherim. It's also to steal the sleep of people. L'Chein Asur La'ir Hashmeir Mishnaso. It's also to wake them up or to make noise. Fine. Now, Rav Zilberstein doesn't explain himself, so we can't really analyze that much. But a couple of people who refer to this as Gezel. Now we're going to disagree. Okay? Writes Rav Azar L'Shem Halevi L'Chein L'Zayit L'Reish Kamdam. He says, "Ravza atay nagashu b'mechavo. I saw your letter. I share nistapik b'gedor shal gezel shena. What is gezel shena? Echtov b'kitzer da'ati. Let me explain to you what I think it is." He says, "L'chor lo shayach rach b'gozel chayfet. You have to hold on to the object. Shagazim yishtameish bo. To steal means you have to take something and hold it. Oh yeah, I mean, or get benefit from it. Like Sar Reizel said, you don't benefit the person's sleep when you take it, right? You don't." It's not gonna help you when you wake somebody else up. Okay? Mashain came bittel shena. He says, I have a better word. Bittel shena. Like bittel Torah, bittel zman, bittel shena. Shehi geder mevatel to'elas v'tovas chavir. You ruin something that he has. The Yisuri commission that, and that's us, what he says. Kos the Gemara of the Basra, about the courtyard with the people working. And therefore, that's the reason. Let's move on. Yeah.
You call it like a gezel zman.
No, he says it's the wrong interpretation because I can't take the person's time.
But then you would be deriving benefit.
How am I deriving benefit from wasting a person's time?
Well, like if I need them to do something.
Oh, and they use them for me? Gezel's man? It could be. I've never heard of such a concept. But I guess we could be, for Muslim purposes, we could be creative. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question about yourself, Leora. So let's say there is benefit in waking people up sometimes. Like if you want to hang out with someone, so you wake them up, so you could.
Yeah, but you have to know. You have to make that decision of what's going to be, is that appropriate?
So that is
good.
I'm not sure.
Let's look a little bit more and then we'll discuss it later. So Rav Zalman Chaim Golver writes, Rav Zalman Chaim Golver is the son-in-law of, I want to get through everything before the bell. So the son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, a very big Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael today. So he writes in the Torah journal Beis Ani B'Yisrael in Chelek Kuf Beis 102 on page Kuf Lamed Gimel. Omna Ma Shehevi Sheish Gezel Shena Zemes Davar She'ein Lo Shoish. There's no source anywhere for Gezel Shena, he says. Elishir Imri Inshi, this is what people say. V'lechor Ein Tam L'Kroz of Gezel V'yoser Nachon L'Kroz of Choval. It should be hurting the Chaveiro. Shemitzaru, you pay him, Mitzaru, who echam, echamish, and varim. Tzar is one of the five things that a person needs to pay for. Gezel shosel havi makor v'isr v'chol makor v'isfar makor isr v'hazik v'chin karu gezel. She'opin b'lav ha'gozel. Zeh shemazik isur m'isr gezel. And he says, people want to say, because you're hurting people, it's gezel. He's clearly referring to a Menashe Klein. He's just not saying it. And he says, no. He says, it doesn't make any sense. And he says, "Af gazel lokech betoelis atzma." He has to benefit from it. Vilu masik enu lokech atzma. When you hurt someone, it's not for your benefit; it's to hurt them. Kamakum chazinan. That's what he says. He says there's really. He says there's not such a big deal, but it's incorrect. However, I want to bring one great source to show that it might be there is such a concept. The Chafetz Chaim in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim, written by Rav Yasha, which is the biography that the family of the Chafetz Chaim liked, which is the one translated by Art Scroll. So Rav Yasha writes. Omer Hayal, the Chafetz Chaim would say, Hameir is Chaveir Mishneinaso, a person wakes up his friend from his sleep, Hinaho Gazlan. The Chafetz Chaim called such a person a Gazlan. Shigazl Mimenemas Minuchaso, they're taking away his rest, because they was only in the Hashem. Now, that's the Chafetz Chaim speaking in a way of Musar, because he's making like a halachic statement that it's called Gezel. I'm not so convinced. In a Musar way, it's like you're stealing from them. In a Hashkafic way, but it's not actually stealing. Okay? A few more stories, and then we'll take questions and discuss at the end. This is from the Torah journal Aron Mimcha in Tafshin Samachay. So they tell a story from the Rechiel Michal Stern, who's the Rav in Shari Chesed in Yishalayim. He says he heard from his father, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, who was the Mashkiach in Kamenitz, that he would daven by the Briska Rav. Pam Achas Hayekish Aviv Lakach Osol Tzila. The Stern family was going to daven by the Briska Rav. V'haya Katzim Keben Hamish. And Rabbi Chilma Kasher was a 5-year-old boy, and he fell asleep during davening on the Briska Rav's couch. okay? La'achar atfila bikesh Ramosha Aram leheres benoa katan, and the father, Ramosha Aram Stern, wanted to wake up his son. So the Brisker Rav said, al tiroso, don't wake him up. The Hizvir Ramak, he makdish lo tel to the Shabbos kam luach mishva'erev v'lochen heyel tzarech aleches. So the father said, I don't carry an Erev, and my son carries for me, so like I kind of need to go, so like I really need him to wake up. So said the Brisker Rav, ki b'chal sh'atzer lo tzal hachmim l'utzal lach l'avur al isser shal gezel shenel yelet. You want to be very machu, you want to be very from and not carry an Erev. So you're going to be wake up your son and be have a violent gezel shena. Ella hates if Harav Yisharu ben time. I say El Khan, leave the boy to sleep here. You'll come back and you'll figure out what to do later. But to wake up another person for your own chumras, not appropriate, says the Brisker Rav. Writes the Shulchan Aruch from the Kutzer Yitzchak Ritzavi, who's the in volume 8, who's the leader of the Yemenite community in Bnei Brak. So he writes, he nehem musak shal gezel shena u'nizkar b'gumar postim. There's no concept of gezel shena in Mishas. And he says, this is nishanish v'beis medrash shal bali musak. This is a chiddush of the Talmidim of Rizal Salat, which fits with what we're trying to say. He writes the Avnei Yashko, v'chel gimel siman aleph. He says, when a person washes material sedayim shachris in the morning, so you need to be careful not to wake up a person. Well, your roommates, I'm very firm, I have the water by the bed, I have to make sure I'm not going to walk anywhere, but are you going to wake up another Jew? You have to be careful. Maybe it's better to go to the bathroom and wash hands there. Nirish ain't no hetzel the groan. There's no hetzel to do this. You're going to make a lot of noise. Nimzu shim hayoro, shachavir, misover, mitilaso. You have to go somewhere else. And then he says, I heard. Migon echad, which is usually Rabbi Yashuv, when he writes, Amar shim spanshis, aminim kadiri, amishaburash, emelech dal amos. Okay, then you don't have to be so careful on this idea to not wash your hands next to the bed if it's in the wake of another person. And he quotes from Rav Vosner, who says that perhaps one should be machmer, should not be machmer, and therefore he says the best thing is not to ruin another person's sleep because you need to be so prone to have the negelasa cup next to your bed. Says Rav Avi Yosef in the Yalkut Yosef as well. The children of Rav Avi Yosef writing in Hilchos Sukkah on page Ayin Aleph. V'zachroni eitz amaran Adoni Avori. I remember from my father Rav Avi Yosef be'eish shetas l'chutz la'aretz, when he would fly from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz on the plane. Chashash nitzarf l'minyan mirgenu b'matos. He would not daven in the minyanim on the planes. He would daven by himself. Why? Masibos hanal, because it's going to wake up another person. Everyone goes to the back, and people are sleeping, you have a minion. He says, I need to daven with a minion, so I'm going to wake up another person. So I can daven by myself in the sleep. There are many others from that discuss this, but not on the sheets. But the Shraga Meir Nechel Gvav, he talks about putting up the sukkah. What about a Purim Suda that goes late into the night, and it's getting very rowdy? So people are trying to sleep. You have to be careful in the Purim Suda as well. And the Birchas of Rav Avram Erlinger, who is the Rosh Hashiva in Kol Torah in Bayit Hagan, he has very, very sharp lusser about B'nai Torah not waking up their roommates. Would also apply to future people in seminary not waking up their roommates as well. And being very careful, he says, a person who has a Seichel HaYashar, a person who has a brain, a person who knows how to think should understand that you don't wake people up. To be sensitive to other people, whether it's because of Gezel or Hezek, Hafech HaKamocha, Sar Balei Chaim, or afflicting another Jew.